His check on stores we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano calls for mostly cloudy and humid, more showers and thunderstorms late today, high around 80. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, lower 70s. On Friday, showers and a thunderstorm, lower 80s. Saturday looks hazy and humid, 80 to 85 with a possible thunderstorm. And on Sunday, showers and a possible thunderstorm, temperature in the mid-70s. We'll check that forecast in just a few minutes. A story by Bridget Ruthman in the Republican American, a nurse home administrator in Litchfield stole cash and drugs, according to police. A former administrator of an elderly care facility in Litchfield was arraigned, accused of stealing over $114,000 from payroll, as well as pills allocated for patients. Melissa Wooden, 37, served for 2 years as the person in charge of staff management and day-to-day operations at Fernwood Rest Home, but wasn't qualified to access prescription drugs at the Litchfield facility, according to arrest warrant documents. Arraigned Wednesday in Superior Court, she's free on an $80,000 bond, accused of first-degree larceny and second-degree forgery. According to the warrant for her arrest, a Naugatuck woman came under suspicion by office staff at 400 Torrington Road when benzodiazepine pills disappeared earlier this year. A story by Ruth Epstein in the Republican American. Gordon Ridgway will seek his 16th term in Cornwall. Back in 1991, three young new faces became the Board of Selectmen. First Selectman Gordon Ridgway and his colleagues Dave Williamson and Bill Herbert. 30 years later, the other two are no longer serving, but Ridgway, a Democrat, is still at the helm, and in November, he'll be running for his 16th term. He's one of the longest-serving chief officials in the state. He said he still has several issues he wants to get done. Top of that list is a wastewater facility in West Cornwall. Great Barrington is studying poles for fiber to Housatonic. Town officials are still pressing for utility companies to tell them what it would take to build a fiber optic hub that would help bring broadband's gold standard to a village whose vacant mills and other buildings cry for reawakening. With broadband, it's really quick. Workers have to go pole by pole to investigate the capacity of each and learn from the National Grid and Verizon what it all might cost. Quote, it's slow going, end quote, according to town planner and assistant town manager Christopher Rembold. He said that at the select board's June 28th goal-setting meeting. Quoting here, there's a lot of polls and we don't have all the data yet, end quote. The town is paying the utilities $20,000 for this information. Chick-fil-A, Snack Shack, and more. What's coming to the New York Thruway rest stops? Applegreen, an Irish convenience store chain, is taking over the lease on the Thruway's 27 rest stops. We'll begin the first phase of a $300 million renovation project later this month, which will eventually see 23 of the travel plazas rebuilt and the remaining four extensively renovated. Among restaurants and stores slated to occupy the new rest stops, according to the Thruway Authority, Chick-fil-A, Popeye's, Snack Shack, Dunkin', Panda Express, Burger King, Starbucks, Panera Bread, and Applegreen. It's not yet known which restaurants will be in exactly what travel plazas, however, and certainly not all brands will be in each plaza. Applegreen is slated to begin work on the first phase of renovation for the new travel plazas later on this month. Artist Hunt Sloanman buys Sears Castle in Great Barrington, quoting, my heart is in it. The artist has purchased the castle and says he'll do what he always does with historic estates. I'm a glamorizer, he said, who works in a studio in New York borough of Brooklyn. I've admired the castle forever, and I'm thrilled to turn it back into what I can. All these houses have endless things to do. It's just mind-boggling. He said the 1880s-built French chateau-style castle will be his private residence, and that he very recently had purchased it from the former owner, Educational Consultants, which ran the John Dewey Academy since 1985. So meetings coming up in our area this morning. The Cornwall Conservation Commission meets at 10:30 this morning via Zoom. In Kent, the Planning and Zoning Commission has their regular meeting tonight at 7 p.m. In Sharon, the Sewer and Water Commission meets at 7 p.m. The 10th Annual Sunset Music Series and Car Cruise continues. That continues this evening from 6 till 9 p.m. Playing tonight will be Dan's Roadhouse Country. It's rain or shine, all activities run from 6 until 9 p.m. Friday's On the Green in Norfolk, summertime events on the Village Green. Coming up this Friday, watermelon eating contest, plus lawn games with the Battelle PTO. More information is available from the Norfolk Village Green Merchants. It begins at 6:30. Anchoring Republicans and Democrat caucuses are scheduled for this weekend for July 10th. The Republican caucus is scheduled for Saturday, July 10th at 2 p.m. at Town Hall. The Democratic caucus is scheduled for July 10th at 4 p.m. at Town Hall. Sharon Ambulance Pancake Breakfast is this Sunday from 7 to 10:30 at the Firehouse. $7, you get the works, pancakes, French toast, eggs, potatoes, sausage, and bacon. If you'd like to pre-order, call or text 917-742-7287 by Saturday at 4 p.m. Pick up your breakfast and then go to the Sharon Playhouse for live music from 8:30 till 10. They're thanking Robert and Alan for arranging this. Tables and chairs will be there so you can sit back, eat pancakes, keep calm, and listen to the music. The Falls Village Car and Motorcycle Show is back on Sunday from 10 to 3 throughout the entire town of Falls Village. Great food, family fun, lots of cars, and live music. Proceeds benefit the Housatonic Valley FFA and FFA alumni. Underwritten in part by Jacob's Garage, Toymaker's Coffee and Eccentrics, Unsafe Motors, and Old Yankee Street Rods. The Ralph Venturillo Memorial and Amenia Lions Kids Fishing Derby, age 15 and under, will be held on Sunday, 10 until 1, rain or shine. Free hot dog, chips, and soda and water for each angler. No dogs, no glass containers, no casting or lures, no throwing rocks or unattended children. Free worms will be provided. Venturillo's Pond is located behind Freshtown and Amenia. Enter from Old North Road. Nobel laureate Harold Varmus will give a talk on the future of medicine. The Kent Memorial Library Lecture will cover COVID-19, cutting-edge cancer research, CRISPR, and more. The event will take place at the Community House in Kent on Sunday at 4 p.m. The talk is free and open to the public. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com, and by Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshire since 1912, 413-243-0347, on the web, VialeInsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 34,681.79, the NASDAQ at 14,665.06, and the S&P 500 at 4358.13. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.